happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning, Dominica. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, 25th September 2019. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Marigot MP and leader of the parliamentary opposition, Lennox Linton, to address Prime Minister Skerrit's failure to meet the 20th September 2019 deadline to account for the missing $1.2 billion. The award-winning 2019 Barbados culinary team has been praised for its recent victory at the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association's CHTA, says Taste of the Caribbean in Miami. And U.S. Democrats have opened a formal impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump over claims that he sought help from Ukraine to dig up dirt on one of his political opponents. The news brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. We'll be right back after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. Here's what's making news. In his address to Dominican voters, residents in Antigua on Sunday, President for the United Workers' Party, Isaac Baptiste, revealed discrepancies exceeding over $1 billion, which was exposed by Skerrit's 2019 national budget presentation in Parliament on 30th July 2019. Baptiste says the abuse and utter reliance on the CBI program is ridiculous and illustrates the lazy-get-rich-quick schemes of the Roosevelt-Skerrit administration. According to Baptiste, the other pillars of the Dominican economy have been on the back burner, and the Prime Minister, who is also Finance Minister, has destroyed the economy, making all industries dependent on CBI handouts from his administration.
Presently, the main source of revenue for the government is the Citizens by Investment program. There are about four or five islands in the Caribbean with similar programs. But what we see in Dominica is a complete and abuse of the system, to the extent that for the year 2018-2019, and you will get details of that later, up to $1.2 billion cannot be accounted for by the government resulting from the Citizens by Investment program. And the Prime Minister admitted, yes, if I put the money into the budget would not be $1 billion, it would be $2.2 billion. We're asking him where the money gone, and we assist insisting that he accounts for the money, or if he's not accounting, he can gracefully resign, ladies and gentlemen.
President of the United Workers' Party, Isaac Baptiste. UWP candidate for the Collyhaw constituency, Nicholas George, is bringing to light the apparent reluctance of the chairman of the Electoral Commission in Dominica, Gerald Burton, to implement and conclude the process of electoral reform before the next general elections are called in Dominica. For 15 years, both the United Workers' Party and the Dominica Freedom Party have advocated for and pleaded with the Electoral Commission to carry on the wishes of the citizens and initiate electoral reform. However, with every passing year, George says it is clear that the DLP-appointed members are extremely biased in their duties and are acting on the fancy and whim of DLP MPs who wish to maintain a monopoly on the election process in Dominica.
Over 4 years, the people who went before us wrote into the law that the system will be facilitated by the state through the registry where all deaths are registered. You know that, Mr. Chairman of the Commission. You're an attorney, and you are a black man very black at that. And you should understand what it means to have suffered as a black man. And now you have the power to liberate us, to free up our minds. And you are derelict in your responsibility. And you are depending on a statal apparatus to hold what you're doing that is wrong to us as a people. You're breeding tyranny in our country. You're setting up the stage for chaos in our country. And I have been pleading for the entire night. And I am asking civil society, I am asking our bishop, our evangelical leaders, our civil society leaders to understand that intellectualizing foolishness and trying to find excuses for 1.2 billion missing or not missing is not the way to go. It is not the way to go. What the way to go is to do what is right. It's to do what is right by us. Mr. Chairman of the Elections Commission, please, you have enough time. If you start tomorrow by appointing and recruiting and appointing enumerators, by the end of September, you could have, by Gazette, appointed revising offices in Dominica.
United Workers Party candidate for the Collio District, Nicholas George. Marigot MP and leader of the parliamentary opposition in Dominica, Lennox Linton, has announced that he and his executive will address Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit's failure to meet the 20th September 2019 deadline, which was set by UWP MPs, re the full disclosure of CBI funds collected and used by this administration. Linton told Q95 FM on Tuesday this will be done at a press conference on Wednesday morning, and reminds citizens that his executive expects their support in making sure that the Roosevelt-Skerrit administration is brought forward to account for all discrepancies in state funds over the past 19 years in office.
We'll be having a news conference because the deadline given to the Prime Minister at our meeting earlier this month has passed. The deadline was on the 20th of September. Mm-hmm. We didn't say that we were going to issue a statement shortly after midnight on the 20th of September, but I think people expect us to tell them what's next. What I hope the people have in their mind instead is how we go forward together as people, because this is not my money or this is not Skerrit's money. This money belongs to the people of Dominica. And the finance minister, the prime minister of the country, has a responsibility to account to the people for the people's money. It cannot be that while legitimate questions are being raised about $1.2 billion of the people's money, which Mr. Skerrit validates by saying, had he put that money into the budget would have been 2.2 billion and not 1 billion, meaning that he accepts that $1.2 billion of the people's money is somewhere that he knows about, but all he's willing to tell the people is that I use that money to build housing for you through a company called Montreal Management Company.
The parliamentary opposition leader continued further, emphasizing on the importance of accountability from the Roosevelt-Skerrit administration.
The people want to know, how much housing have you built and what amount of that money remains, because it is not in the people's treasury, it is not in the people's budget, it is not in the people's consolidated fund. You're holding it outside of the state coffers, outside of the coffers of the state where they belong. So why are you not saying anything about it? Instead of you talking directly to the people truthfully, honestly, you have your henchmen going trolling members of the United Workers Party all around, wherever they go, and responding with nasty comments and all sorts of prejudicial and baseless criticisms, just to make them look bad and to create an atmosphere where in Dominica only one person or one set of people can be responsible for the governance of Dominica over the next 5 years. I mean, it's crazy. And we in Dominica must come to a common understanding that that has no place in our civility. It has no place in our civility. And we must deal with it for what it is. At 1 o'clock, we will use the press conference format to address the nation on this very important matter of the missing $1.2 billion and what we believe are the next steps that we the people can take, not the United Workers Party, the people of Dominica, all the people of Dominica, whether they are in the Labour Party, whether they are in the United Workers Party, whether they are in the Freedom Party or some other political party. This is not about color. This is not about red or blue or green. This is about money that belongs to all the colors of Dominica. And all the colors of Dominica must have an interest in knowing where that money is, what has happened to it, and how do we retrieve it and put it to good use.
All right, you've just heard statements from the Marigot MP and leader of the parliamentary opposition in Dominica, Lennox Linton. Of course, this major press conference will be held in Roseau at 1 o'clock. Q95 will be following that and will provide you updates, of course, in the near future, today, later today, in a later newscast. Secret Bay is considered a five-star luxury experience in Dominica. And just an update, it has been awarded the Green Globe certification, one of the highest standards for sustainability worldwide. Secret Bay has received this for its innovative guest experience designed to seamlessly bring the island's sustainability efforts to life. In a release, Secret Bay prides itself on maintaining a service of luxury and sustainability. Of course, kudos to the staff at Secret Bay. In more news, agronomist Atherton Marte stated, Dominica has become as rubbish island as compared to the nature isle it once was. Mr. Marte was voicing his opinion on the speech of 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg.
Dominica, which used to be the nature island of the Caribbean, has become the rubbish island of the Caribbean. The nasty island of the Caribbean. Go to Barbados, you will not find a plastic bottle anywhere on the streets in Bridgetown. Can I say the same thing about Roseau? Are we doing recycling in Dominica? No. I know, because proposals have been brought to this government from a Canadian source that would actually have allowed us to remove all glass and plastic and used tires from our waste and convert it into reusable materials for construction and paving roads and buildings, sporting fields and so on, all over the...
The agronomist and former Agriculture Minister of Dominica, Atherton Marte, claims the proposals were denied as a form of victimization.
But no, it was the wrong person in the name of Afi Marte who was making these proposals and bringing these proposals forward. Bioparks for education, bioparks for recreation, bioparks for the children, so they can see we are investing in their future, which is what Greta is saying. How dare you? How dare you pretend that you're concerned about my future when you are busy destroying the future of children and grandchildren?
And that was agronomist and former agriculture minister in Dominica, Atherton Marte. The award-winning 2019 Barbados Culinary Team has been praised for its recent victory at the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association's CHTA Taste of the Caribbean in Miami. The 12-member team, led by team manager Henderson Butcher, copped the coveted title of Caribbean National Team of the Year for 2019. They also captured gold for the Caribbean Team of the Year and Caribbean Bartender of the Year, silver awards for Caribbean Chef of the Year, Caribbean Junior Chef of the Year, and of course Caribbean Pastry Chef of the Year as well. Individual silver medals came in the beef competition and chocolate competition. While there was a bronze in the individual seafood category, Team Barbados was also awarded first prize in the U.S. Meat Export Federation Contemporary Caribbean Street Pork Competition. That's the pork belly category. Over the weekend, the victorious team was feted at a reception in Ilaro Court, the official residence of Prime Minister Mia Mottley, in recognition of this victory. This is Q95 News. U.S. Democrats have opened a formal impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump over claims that he sought political help from Ukraine. The decision by top Democrat Nancy Pelosi follows growing demands from her party. She said the president must be held accountable. Mr. Trump has denied impropriety and argued that impeachment would be politically positive for him. No U.S. president has ever been removed from office by impeachment, but we suspect this may be the first of its kind. That's the morning news. Here's a recap of all headlines. Marigot MP and leader of the parliamentary opposition, Lennox Linton, to address Prime Minister Skerrit's failure to meet the 20th September 2019 deadline to account for the missing $1.2 billion. The award-winning 2019 Barbados culinary team has been praised for its recent victory at the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association's CHTA Taste of the Caribbean in Miami. And U.S. Democrats have opened a formal impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump over claims that he sought help from Ukraine to dig up dirt on one of his political opponents. Well, the news was brought to you, compliments, Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
It happens when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95.